Here's your closing bell brief for Monday, March 20th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks finished higher to start the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 383 points to close at 32,245. The S&P 500 was up 35 points, and the Nasdaq finished up 45. U.S. stocks climbed on hopes for stability in the banking sector after regulators arranged a deal for Swiss banking giant UBS to take over rival Credit Suisse. UBS shares were up 3.3%. Shares in First Republic Bank fell another 47% to roughly $12 a share. We report exclusively that J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon and several other bank executives are discussing efforts to stabilize the troubled bank. Elsewhere, shares of Amazon fell 1.25%. The company said it would cut 9,000 more corporate jobs across units that include its cloud computing and advertising businesses. That comes after the company just finished cutting more than 18,000 jobs. Foot Locker shares fell almost 6% after the retailer forecast a year of declining sales and a 30% drop in profit as it closes stores, exits businesses, and spends more in other areas. Shares of payments company FleetCor Technologies rose 6.4%. The company has struck an agreement with activist shareholder D.E. Shaw Group to refresh its board and consider separating parts of its business. And analysts at Goldman Sachs have trimmed their oil prices forecast for this year and next, based on their expectations for oil prices to rebound slowly from the recent tumble to below $70 a barrel. U.S. oil prices have fallen roughly 45% from their peak in June. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.